It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. They describe themselves as a grassroots group elevating the voices of the Hispanic community, and they're active again in Wisconsin. We discuss priorities with the Libre Initiative, and you can call in to ask a question or share insights along the way. The number is 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Ramon Candelaria is State Strategic Director of the Wisconsin Chapter of the Libre Initiative. Ramon, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Oh, thank you so much for having us and having me.
Yes.
On today.
So start out personally. What are your motivations to get involved in the Libre Initiative and lead its work in Wisconsin?
Well, you know, it's a nonprofit, nonpartisan a movement that advances the principles to support economic freedom for Latinos, not only in the state, but throughout the country. And, you know, really focusing on removing barriers that keep Latinos from achieving the American dream. I mean, we want all people to succeed. Everyone deserves to be prosperous. And there's a strong emphasis on redistributing knowledge and opportunity and not so much wealth. But we know that if we do that well, people can live their best, healthy, successful life. And so we know the impact that Latinos have in this state and in the country, and we're excited to be a part of that movement forward.
Yeah, Latino voters, there are a large group of swing voters in our nation. Does that raise the stakes for the Libre Initiative to engage Latino voters and convey your organization's values in these, you know, as this is such an important force in politics in the country?
Absolutely. I think Latinos have made and played a role and made a huge impact in not just voting, but, you know, creating wealth and advancing this country's movement forward. And so we know that there's a growing population here in Wisconsin that are going to play a major role in supporting the movement forward with elected officials and voting, and you know, not just here but throughout the country.
Can you go into the free market ideas that the Libre Initiative is advocating for? I mean, we know that the Libre Initiative is affiliated with Charles Koch's network, Americans for Prosperity, the mega donor. Can you go into those free market ideas for us?
Well, we're funded by a number, hundreds of donors, and they are certainly a part of it. And it's a group of people that just, again, love freedom, love supporting the advancement of achieving that American dream. And you know, it's more about that than any specific area.
What are Hispanic people in Wisconsin gaining from the Libre Initiative since the state chapter started?
Well, you know, we're all about removing barriers that keep them from achieving those dreams and keep them from achieving and getting support in around immigration, healthcare, education, and areas such as those.
We're talking about the political group, the Libre Initiative. We have Ramon Candelaria, Wisconsin's new strategic director. You can join in with your questions. You can share your perspectives at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Ramon, last week, President Joe Biden announced he would expand the wall delineating the border between the United States and Mexico. And the wall was funded during President Trump's administration. And then during President Biden's 2020 campaign, he vowed he would stop the border wall's construction. What do you make of this development?
Well, you know, that's, you know, I can probably direct you to some folks at the leadership level here at Libre, but we're all about securing borders and making sure that there is some security in borders, and, you know, we truly believe in making sure that the rights and of people are respected. And maybe it's best if I could, you know.
Well, yeah, and let's look at that a little bit further. Yeah, because
yeah.
The Libre Initiative has talked about investments for border infrastructure, for border technology, and, you know, creating better programs for for entry into the United States and for processing. So what does the Libre Initiative propose to build a secure and humane southern border? What are you advocating for?
Well, our first priority are about, you know, the Dreamers, making sure that they have access to staying in this country. I think it's very important that we keep the family structure together. That's important for us in Libre. We believe that, you know, immigrants have played a huge role in creating wealth and opportunity in this country, and we want to keep moving that forward. We respect the laws and we respect the Constitution and keeping borders secure and making sure that there's, the personnel and the infrastructure and technology, the wellness programs, you know, for folks once they come in. And, we believe that, you know, again, this is immigrants have played a huge role in keeping this country moving forward. And we want to continue that with respect of the law and the process that the Constitution in this country allows for.
I want to bring this question close to home here on immigration. Wisconsin state laws limit issuing driver's licenses to U.S. citizens. And then in August, ProPublica reported how immigrants who work on dairy farms are isolated and stuck on the farms where they work and they often live. What is your stance on issuing driver's licenses to non-citizens?
That's not a question that I'm prepared to answer for Libre.
Mm-hmm.
Again, maybe I can connect you with somebody in the leadership there, talk, you know, deeper about that.
Do you find that the Libre initiative provides services to immigrants in Wisconsin, who cross the border into the U.S. without travel documents?
Can you repeat that question again? I'm sorry.
Does the Libre Initiative provide services and support to immigrants in Wisconsin, and especially for those who cross the border into this country without the proper documents?
Well, I'm 3 weeks into the position. We're really establishing some of the things that are going to be working best here for Wisconsin. I do know that having a driver's license and having the proper documentation and being prepared once you're here is very important to us. And in certain states, you know, making sure that folks have that is part of the process that we've, you know, been engaged with.
Let's take a call now. Jim is joining us from Juneau. Jim, hi, what is your question?
Hello, thank you for taking my call. Well, a little back history here. I'm a 60-year-old construction worker. I've been in the trades all my life, even as a kid with my grandfather's business. Now, I'm from the East Coast, and I will be very clear here. There was, in the beginning, what I saw as a prejudice towards Mexican workers back there. So now, I've always been a fair and looked for an equal, you know, treat everybody the same. That way you can be treated the same. So my question is, is this organization fighting to try and get equal pay for their workers? Because that's where, having asked the questions that myself all these years, have found that a lot of the anger has come, is by marketing themselves, drastically undercutting what the pay is for the services that are being provided,
Jim,
and therefore cutting the throats of the workers that have been at this all their life.
Jim, thanks for the question. Ramon, go ahead on equal pay.
I mean, we're about, you know, having equal opportunity and equal knowledge. You know, I appreciate the comments and from this gentleman. Another point I want to kind of bring up is that, you know, the Latino population, and people usually generalize and kind of put it into strictly the Mexican community, but the Latino population is very diverse around Puerto Rican, Mexican, Dominican, Cuban, and others. So, you know, I really want to make sure that folks are aware that, you know, that there's that diversity there. And again, it's about equal opportunity and equal and redistributing knowledge and giving folks the opportunity to truly live that American dream and be prosperous in any situation that they find themselves in here in the United States.
Ramon Candelaria with us, State Strategic Director of the Libre Initiative, a group focused on how economic, educational, healthcare, immigration issues all affect Hispanic and Latino people nationwide and here in Wisconsin. You can call in with a question. You can bring your views, your insights to the discussion at 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The group, the Libre Initiative, is restarted here in Wisconsin, seeking to mobilize our state's Hispanic community around pressing issues as we see the 2024 election cycle gearing up. And you can be part of the conversation, calling in with a question, sharing your thoughts at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Ramon Candelaria is State Strategic Director of the Libre Initiative in Wisconsin. And Ramon, what are your plans for connecting with Hispanic and Latino people in Wisconsin?
You know, working really close with our partners is always important. Trusting those folks at a ground level that are connecting with everyday folks, whether it's through the churches, whether it's through other nonprofits, partners like Americans for Prosperity and other groups are really coming out strong and working together to really get the information we need from those folks that really need the service that we're about to provide and continue to provide for them. So there's a combination of media and there's a combination of grassroots engagements. We're going to have a few grassroots engagement directors out there mobilizing folks throughout the state and really looking for those folks that want to be heard and want to be a part of the process.
Do you find that you have ready and willing partners and collaborators in this work when you talk about churches and other nonprofits?
Absolutely. I think it's overwhelming, the amount of support. People are starting to feel like it's an important time to really be engaged in politics, engaged in economic issues, engaged in how the sections of their life are impacted by some of the things that are happening right now. And I think there's a big group of folks that have been kind of promised things that aren't coming to life. You know, folks are struggling out there and looking for a way to be there for themselves. You know, that we're seeing and hearing that a lot of people, you know, aren't interested in a certain handout. They're interested in being a part of growing themselves, aligning with folks that have what they need to really become, you know, live that American dream and be prosperous and get information around healthcare that makes sense for them, get information around immigration issues that make sense for their family. And small businesses are really stepping to the plate and engaging with us. And we love that. I think that's the heart of who we are, you know, making sure that folks have what they need to be successful for themselves, by themselves.
In your initial weeks here on the ground, what has been the message of small businesses that you've talked to? What did they tell you?
You know, we're hearing that, you know, it's the cost that they're having to put out to be successful is overwhelming them. I mean, they're having to, let's take a small restaurant, for example. I've heard from a couple small business owners that they're cooking, they're cleaning, they're doing it all because they can't afford to bring on the team that they need to expand. And when you think of minimum wage and all of that, important for some, but you know, if you double the cost of hiring folks and they can't afford it, then they're stuck. And so, you know, there needs to be some support there then. And economically, they're staying open, but it's becoming more and more tough for them to do so. And we're hearing a lot about that. And we're hearing, there's a lot of promises around grants and opportunities, but it's not reaching the majority of small business owners in certain neighborhoods, specifically Latino ones.
Turning to education here, your organization considers education one of its primary issues. How can Wisconsin schools better serve Hispanic and Latino families?
Well, we believe that, when parents and children are engaged in their education and have a choice to where they're going, it is very important. I think, we believe that customizing educational plan and having educational freedom is extremely important. I look at myself, for example, I'm a product of public schools, but it wasn't until I was able to, get to the university level and have a say-so on where I go and how my education, based on my strengths and based on the things that I've been through in life, had helped me, move forward. I went from graduating last in my class to, getting a scholarship at Harvard to attend some courses. And so, I myself am a product of that. And I see the impact of being able to control the type of education I have, who I get educated by, and what's important to me as a person searching to be successful in not just academically, but professionally. And so I think that, that's important.
Ramon Candelaria is State Strategic Director of the political group The Libre Initiative, now active in Wisconsin as we look at its pressing issues. And you can join in the conversation with your questions and your thoughts. The number is 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Ramon, what obstacles exist for undocumented students, also called Dreamers, who want to attend college in Wisconsin?
Well, everybody's obstacles are different, but I think, the biggest is the opportunity to live free and to be here and not be worried about being deported and not have those political worries and always watching one day you're in a good position, the next day you're not. And a lot of all of them have come based on not having their own decision about being here. And so we need to support them. We need to make sure that they can have that legal right, that freedom to stay here and pursue their, their American dream, or pursue their academic dreams and everything else. And we know that they make huge contributions to this country. And so we're in support of Dreamers.
Would a solution to the issues that Dreamers face, could that encourage more people to come to this country illegally? How does the Libre Initiative balance that issue?
I would personally, say that I don't think it encourages that. When we do it right and people follow the facts and people follow the economic impact that has and the contributions that has, I don't think so. I think, if we create a process that makes it easier for folks that legitimately deserve to be here, we're not talking about those that, come here and aren't following the rule of law and coming in illegally. We're talking about folks that are here already that have had no decision on being here and doing the right thing and continuing to contribute to this country and to this state.
The Libre Initiative recently ran ads on Spanish language TV station Univision against Bidenomics. Which Biden economic policies does your group oppose?
That question's a little too deep for me right now at this point. But we know that I can tell you that folks are talking about when they go to the grocery store, they're putting food back. When they're looking at their monthly statements, they got to make a decision between paying rent and gas. We see that folks are struggling more than ever right now. At least the folks we're engaging with, the Latinos we're talking to, the small businesses that are a part of this. And so something is not working for them. And everyday folks, I mean, you're seeing it everywhere, not just on one side of the aisle, but, you know, both all people, you know, that you know, the middle class and lower income, you know, are feeling that pain. And those weren't the promises that most of us heard.
Ramon, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. Thank you so much. It's truly a pleasure. And we encourage folks to visit our website and, you know, get engaged. And we're happy to meet with anyone that would love to speak to us or learn more about Libre.
Ramon Candelaria, State Strategic Director of the Libre Initiative. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.